Blog Talk Radio.
I'm super excited tonight because I have the beautiful, intelligent, I mean, there's so many things that I could say about this woman. As 112 was tweeting, you know, Superwoman, we're going to have Miss Melinda Santiago on co-hosting, and I'm, well, let's say hosting, and I'm going to sit back and be her co-host. So it gives Miss P a break, and it also gives Miss Melinda a chance to just take over the Intune show for you guys. So let's bring her on. How you doing tonight, Melinda?
I am blessed. I didn't know I was going to step in and host. I want to be your co-host. You're phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, I know you have what it takes. So, you know, it's up to you. We can piggyback off each other. It's totally fine. That's what it's all about, you know?
Absolutely. I want to learn from the best.
Aw, you're so sweet.
You're awesome. No. I want to say, in the short time so far, I've seen nothing but greatness coming from you and, you know, we've met so many good people on Twitter just alone. It's been a great feeling. So the feeling is mutual. I have much respect for you, Ms. P. Much respect.
Oh, thank you so much. And I feel the same way. I feel like we're connected by the hip. Like, you know, she's my sister, guys. Like, I have adopted so many because I'm a girl with just brothers in the family. So it's awesome to be able to connect with women like yourself, Melinda. That is so awesome, so powerful, uplifting, and just a go-getter. It just makes me want more. So I appreciate you, and I thank you for all that you do, for your contributions to the entertainment world and outside of the entertainment world, because without people like you, none of this would be as amazing for me. So thank you.
Well, no problem. We're going to thank Portfolio and Miss Asia for putting Portfolio together with a heck of a team of women who, that's our major goal, is to make sure people are empowered day in and day out and just to know and count their blessings and how to just do better business and be, you know, be better than the next person, you know, and surround yourself with the best. So, yeah, Portfolio.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
tell us a little
company.
Bit about that. Yeah, tell us about Portfolio.
Portfolio is an Atlanta firm based here in Atlanta with seven wonderful divisions, seven wonderful people with alongside our interns that have shown interest and are really stepping up and becoming a part of the corporation that we want to build strong, you know, women. Just because there's not a lot of us in the industry, they're growing daily, but because, you know, we want to make sure that we are staying focused, our integrity, our work ethic, you know, you may not see a whole bunch of a limelight, but we do work hard behind the scenes. You know, we strategize, we do a lot of good things, and we make a lot of sacrifices. But Portfolio is based on, we do branding, we do marketing, we do event planning, photography, talent management, we do charity work, we do numerous things, we have intakes. There's things that we want to get into and more involved because we never know a new day could present a new opportunity, you know, so it's a good foundation. It's a good platform that we stand on. You know, we're honest. We say what we say and we don't profess to know everything, but the things that we do know, we act on. You know, we're go-getters. We're mothers. We are just people in the workforce trying to get out of that daily 9-to-5 grind and really stepping out on faith and putting this together for, you know, for the overall good. Because I think our impact is not only just to help out others in their business and their daily interests, but also to help build stronger relationships within people, keeping people knowing that there's always someone you can turn to for help.
Absolutely. So are you guys currently looking for, you know, to connect to, like, artists and creative people in general as far as models and things of that nature? Because I hear you say photography. So are you looking for people in general?
Absolutely. We're always looking for aspiring actors and actresses. Portfolio represents artists, actors, comedians, models, just kind of all in all of the entertainment industry, as well as new and upcoming businesses, people who create a lot of creativity, meaning stylists, people with their own clothing line or jewelry designs. We're always looking for that because we like to piggyback. Maybe some people create pieces that are so unique and out there. We have our artists who are performing can actually wear their, you know, their pieces or their clothing line or their jewelry pieces, and then, you know, that advertisement comes along there. So we try to inundate and always get creative people. However, we may not be able to manage everyone, but we can do a lot of consulting to help people get on the right track to become more successful and learn the ways of the business versus the business eating them up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that alone, just saying that alone and just the way you put it, is just so, like, concise. Like, listen, we may not be able to manage everyone, but we can offer these services to you guys that are interested. What's better than that? What's better than walking into a business or going towards a business that you know is genuine with their support and empowerment? So I commend you all for being so amazing. It makes me want to just, like, group hug you all.
Well, thank you. I mean, we pride ourselves. You know, Asia, who is the CEO, she really had this dream, you know, 2 years ago of putting something together on the foundation. And, you know, she slowly started putting the people in place that needed to be in there. And everyone has their experience in each division that they've, you know, that they run. So it's working out well. You know, do we all fall on kinks and bumps and bruises sometimes? Every new company does. However, it's how you rebound off of it, how you learn the lessons off of it. You know, but no one can take your genuinism, no one can take your integrity from you. You know, if you always do the right thing at all the right times and never react but be proactive, you can't go wrong. And that's one thing that I preach to everybody, that, you know, ask questions about this. If you always do good business and if you're always honest in what you're doing, you know, the perception could be out there of something else going on. But until they ask questions and the communication goes in and everyone's on the same accord, you'll never get a bad response because, again, it's honest and it's genuine. So you may not like what you may not like what you hear, but at least we're keeping it honest. We don't become, you know, we're not the yes type people that, sure, anything you want. If it doesn't make sense, we're going to try to gear you in the right direction to where it does make sense, because at the end of the day, your brand is the most important thing that carries you.
Absolutely. And she's also given me that advice, guys. So trust me, she's not fibbing. This is definitely their motto, and I respect it and love it totally. So, Melinda, we're going to be talking to Cato, and we're going to be talking to Carlos Ferrer today. And I don't know how long you can stay on with us, but,
I'm excited to meet Cato and Carlos. I've been reading up a little bit on them, and I'm just kind of excited to see what they have and up and coming. So, girl, I'm excited.
Yay! I'm excited to have. Well, I feel like, you know, a kid, and like when you, like, in a playtime, when the teacher's like, okay, playtime, and everyone grabs a toy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Want the same toy? It's like that. That's how I feel right now. So we're going to play one of his tracks, and we're waiting for Cato to give us a call. For all those who want to talk to Cato, please dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live. I was just listening to his music today, and, I mean, he has a mixtape that he just put out a few weeks ago, and I was like, wow, it's really sexy, like, you know, and I'm into the sexy. I'm really into the sexy. You know, I like to be took into that, you know, that plateau. But
what
anyway,
woman doesn't? I mean, that right there. What woman doesn't like to feel sexy putting that CD on while they're cleaning house and they start dancing with the broom or a microphone and they feel that sexiness? Every woman has that moment. Or moments,
I'm telling
you.
I have too many of them. I have too many, so I have to bring myself back all the time.
Hey, Hey, guys, you hear that? You hear that?
Okay, back to reality. So this one is called Secret by Kato. And after we play this in, we're going to bring him right on and jump right into the interview. So here we go. Tell me, guys, what you think.
Nobody, 'cause I'm all yours. Yeah, come on, come into my world, baby. Yeah.
Hush, hush, don't you say a word. It's about to. No, for you, girl, I take my time tonight, baby. You ain't gotta tell nobody that I'll be your secret friend. No, you don't need to tell your mother that I'm loving you, girl, loving your body tonight. I need you like you need me.
It's the kid Scarfella from Scarfella Music Group. And you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves. Into Radio. Let's spin it.
Yeah, so that was Secret, Melinda. What did you think of that?
I don't know what 18-inch heels to go get first. I don't know what outfit to go pick out my closet. Okay. Black, red, I mean, I don't know. I'm right there with you, Miss Kia. I'm right there. I don't know.
Exactly. It's like, you know, do you like lace or do you like leather?
I mean, I'm grown, and that just confused me, took me back 10 years. Like, okay, if I only could.
I love it. So, you know, it's a little bit of, you know, some bilingual language going on at the end, and I can't wait. I think it's French, but I don't want to, you know, I couldn't catch it.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? I mean, hey.
Okay, I love it. So let's bring Kato on. Kato, you are now into with Miss P and Miss Melinda. How you doing tonight?
I'm here. How you doing?
Good.
Say that again.
Miss Melinda, Miss P.
We're great.
Did you hear that, Miss P? I'm well.
Yes.
How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing great now too, Kato, with that voice. So the first thing I want to start with is, what were you speaking at the end? Was that French?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
is that your nationality,
French.
Creole, French?
No, it's not. I just felt like, you know, anytime you think of sexy, you know, French is one of those languages, you know, outside of maybe Spanish, but, you know, French is definitely a sexy language, and I would love to learn it one day. And trust me, I was with my French to English dictionary when I did that part. So
you did a great job.
I appreciate
it. You did an excellent
job.
It's
very good. I concur. It's a very nice song.
Thanks much. I really appreciate
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And also, Kato, what's your favorite color so I know what to pull out the closet next time?
Oh, Jesus.
Honestly, purple.
Good.
Purple.
That falls into my color scheme. So, you know, we'll work out just fine. Just fine.
That's what's
okay.
I'm glad he didn't say clear.
Clear, no. It depends on how you feel it, that night.
Exactly. It all depends on my mood. So for our listeners who are just getting in tune with you for the first time, your style, your music, your name, how would you describe your sound in, like, five words?
Oh, five words?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I call it rhythm and blues, sexy R&B.
All right. I take that, you know. And I also wanted to give you a shout-out on your tats, because I'm a tat lover. Like, I'm a fiend. And your arm is just killing it in that picture, you know. Thank you for, you know, that whole display.
Oh, thank
Very
you.
Much.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Pretty much.
I really only have five hats, but, you know, thank you. I don't do sleeves and all, but thank you. That was a nice respect.
It's very contagious.
Exactly.
I've extended into my chest area, my neck and all that, so, you know.
So in total, how many do you have? Do you have more than Miss Melinda with five?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, with the ladies, you know, with the ladies, it's always sexy to keep it at a little minimum, you know, depends on your field of work or whatever, you know. But tats are definitely sexy on females.
They definitely are. So I probably just don't fall under that whole sexy minimum anymore, Kato. So I might not be able to pull out the purple outfit because I have 19.
That's
I do.
Sexy.
My God.
That's super sexy.
I need to step up my game. I'm definitely slipping.
Oh, my goodness.
Kato, I have a question for you, Kato.
Uh-huh.
If you had to be compared, if you had to be, because I know a lot of artists hate to be compared or, you know, so you sound like such and such, but who would you say would be the closest to your style?
I would call my style street R&B. I would say someone like N.R. Kelly or Keith Sweat, and I know I have to name one person, but I'm naming guys that are like legends in the game that produced their own music, they wrote their own music, you know, and then they expressed it, you know, you know, their own way. I'm trying to do it all. I'm trying to write and produce, and I respect talented artists that don't mind stepping into it and doing everything that it takes to make sure that song is unique and it's pretty much coming from them totally.
Right. It's important, especially the production side of everything. So I totally agree with that.
Yeah, and even with R. Kelly, you know, he grows in his music and he can take it to the stratosphere, but then he can come back down to, you know, to a regular person's level and speak on regular things, you know, after he does something like I Believe I Can Fly. And I'm actually trying to reach that plateau.
Mm-hmm. So do you ever worry about the reception over your music at all?
Nah, because, I mean, if you get, like, expectations to want to get 1 million or 2 million or 10 million people to like your music, everyone is not going to like what you do. But because of my passion for it, if I had 100,000 fans, I would be very grateful because I know how hard it is for artists to get, you know, fans out here and build your fan base. And if 100,000 people wanted to ride with me, then I'm going to make music for them. And, you know, I'm going to spend my dying day making music for those fans.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Melinda, you wanted to say something?
Well, I just want to say on mentors, the person or people that you've grown up listening to, I know you mentioned R. Kelly and Keith Sweat. Who are some of your other mentors that you, I mean, absolutely just loved 100% of what they did, their vibe?
A lot of guys back in the 90s I'm influenced by. I mean, even before that, I mean, I can go back to Sam Cooke and your Charlie Wilsons and guys like that, but coming up towards the Keith Sweats and your R. Kellys, and I like the music that Devontae Swing put out for Jodeci. You know, I like the first two albums especially because I know he did a lot of production and writing on that. Bringing it on up to the days when your Babyface came up producing for Boyz II Men, and we came up to closer to the 2000s when your Jagged Edge and your 112 was coming out. You know, I'm just loving all that type of music. Your Silk, Drew Hill, people like that. They influenced me a lot.
That's a great little that's a great catalog because those were hit makers. Those were people who were very successful in the industry. So following that guideline, I commend you because that's a good catalog to kind of follow and take notes from. So kudos to you to know that.
Appreciate it. I failed to mention your Princes and your Michael Jacksons, but those are two definites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are. Without words, those are the ones that, you know, they were such big influences that you just, you know, you can forget them to mention them, but it's a known fact. Huge influences, absolutely, no matter what age you are.
Exactly.
Definitely. Yeah. So what are some of your goals in music, and what are some of the lessons that you have learned so far from your, you know, your pace in the music world?
Inside the music world, you really got to learn who you are. If you go in the game not knowing who you are, you can lose your identity. And, you know, we all say that people get out there and they change. Sometimes that is true because you go in the game, you don't have, you know, where are you, who are you, and what are you going to stand for once you get there and know your objectives. You know, you have to have a plan before you go into the industry, you know, so I plan on 10 years from now being known as a producer, a songwriter, and had, you know, some Grammys and things of that nature. But I also want to use music as a plateau, not just to continue to do music, but to use that fame for bigger things out there, for, like, humanitarian things and stuff. So music is definitely my starting point to gain that fan base and to be able to get to the plateau that I really want to get to in, I would say, 10 or 15 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Are there any creative people aside from yourself and your family?
I have uncles that they used to do the whole Temptation thing and the Four Tops thing and stuff like that, but I actually did not know that until I was maybe, you know, like older and stuff, where that they sing and all that type of stuff. So I always wondered, and then they came up at a barbecue and everybody pulled out mics and
see, I was about to say that, the family barbecue at the park, and you got nights like this, and then the group, and hey, remember these days? I was just about to say that.
Exactly, exactly. So that was great. That was a great day to see that, and you know, see those guys up there doing that. And I was like, there it is, right there.
They kind of see where it comes from, where it's embedded from.
Yeah.
So, I have another question. What do you, outside of the music, what do you do for fun? What is it that Kato likes to do outside of the studio and producing? I know you get into music, and that's your kind of the way you get away from everything. But what do you do for fun?
Fun. What is fun? I was kidding.
That's how to mix exactly.
The crazy part about it is, in the industry, is that's what a lot of the artists, they forget the fun because they're so into the music, and they forget the paintballing, they forget the bowling, they forget the going out playing. I mean, they forget the fun sometimes because their music is so, I mean, that's their first and focus, but I always encourage, you can't forget the fun. You can't forget fun.
Yeah, you definitely can't forget the fun. Doing music so much, either you're writing, you're singing, or, you know, you have to clear your mind sometimes. So I like to go to the park and just take a walk. I like to ride a bike. I like to, you know, go to the beach or something and just clear my mind, because sometimes that's what you need. Sometimes it's good to get away from the city, get away from the industry, and just, you know, go somewhere, check into a nice hotel on the ocean front and just chill and walk and watch the, you know, sunrise, sunset, sunrise, whatever one you down with.
But
I also like
the
bowl and stuff like that.
But it's a funny thing, and again, it's because you're always constantly trying to get the next hottest record out, and you get yourself and you throw yourself in that studio, and sometimes you don't see daylight for days, and it's because you're just in depth, you're just engrossed in what you're doing. And, you know, that's one thing, even with the girls with portfolio, and we get so, like, in it. And sometimes you just got to get back and remember, we have to laugh. We have to get ourselves back together. We have to get back to those days that we can just joke on each other and just kick it, get away from all the industry faux pas and all the expectations of everybody, because it wears on you. It wears on you daily.
True.
When fans come up, and sometimes the fans, as fans are, as great as they are, sometimes it's like, I don't want to work today. I just want to have, you know, a good time. I remember meeting Luther Vandross, and it was crazy because he was in town while I was in Detroit. He was sick. He didn't feel so well. And one of the fans came up to him, can I have an autograph? And as much as I knew what was going on with him, he says, ma'am, I would love to sign. I'm sick. Like, let me have my moment of just being sick right now, you know, and sometimes it gets carried away, and you guys have to make sure you stay within yourself to keep yourself. Even if you get to schedule yourself some you time, you've got to continue to do that.
That is so true. So true.
Absolutely. So we have a question in the chat room, and Phoenix wants to know, how open are you to collaborations?
I'm very open. I love collaborations. I love vibing with other artists just to get that energy flowing and, you know, seeing what comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. So are you, like, picky when it comes down to picking who you collaborate with? Because a lot of people are. Interested to know.
Yeah, I used to collab with whoever. Whoever would walk up to me and say, let's do something. But over time, you realize you have a studio process, but you also have a process of having to get out there and perform. And a lot of other artists, some artists, they love to be in the studio, but then when it's time to do shows and stuff, they don't want to show up. So it's like I have to start being picky. I was forced to be picky after that. So if I don't see someone already out there doing it on their own grind, then I have to be like, nah, I'm going to have to turn this down. You know, you seem cool, but nothing personal, but I have to be very picky nowadays who I collab with.
And
who
that's a
like
good point.
To collab with?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Who would you like to, if you could pick somebody right now, who would you like to do a collab with?
I would like to do a collab with like a guy like Frank Ocean, Usher maybe. I've always wanted to do a collab with Duran for 112. I know he's a great producer. I always wanted to have a song written by the twins from Jagged Edge. I've always wanted to work with Devante Swing from Jodeci, Timbaland, R. Kelly, and, you know, shooting high, maybe Prince one day. I have a lot of work to do before, you know, someone like that recognized me, though, but, you know, definitely just shooting high.
Well, don't never say that, because you never know who's watching. You never know who can, you know, what day you wake up, and this is the day that it's all going to come together for you. So it's not really shooting high. It's just putting it into the universe, and then the universe will work for you. Because if it wasn't for me putting that into the universe, I would never meet you, and I'd never meet Miss Melinda and all the awesome people that I have met along the way. If I just say, okay, maybe one day. No, it's happening. It's happening now just because you said it. So that's how you have to look at it for it to come to fruition.
Yes, I believe that. I appreciate that.
Definitely, definitely. I'm going to be jamming to the next thing with you and Usher. Don't worry.
Right, right. Any females, any female artists that you would like to do a collab to?
Let me see. Female,
like,
artist,
I could see a remix with your Secrets. Like, who would you want to do a remix with Secrets with? What female would take that vibe to a whole nother level with you?
Oh, to a whole nother level. We're talking like Jasmine Sullivan, you know, someone like that. Someone that's just gonna take it to town and probably just I probably just get off the song altogether. But yeah, definitely. But like, go ahead, do your thing. But I love Jasmine Sullivan because she's a real singer, and I hate the fact that sometimes real singers like that don't get enough recognition. But I would definitely look through the catalog of you know, females like her that kind of like overlook sometimes, and bring them right on back out here and just keep them coming, you know. And even if I had to do a song with them, I help write it, and I'm not even on it, you know, because I'm a big fan of real singers. So she'll be my top person, Jasmine Sullivan.
I like your head, Kato. I like your head because Jasmine, she's awesome. I like how you think.
Yeah, I appreciate it. She's awesome.
Yeah. We have another question in the chat room. And the question is, what point will you feel as though you have made it?
Knowing me, I probably have 3 Grammys and I still, like, I got a lot of work to do. And that's just me having to know that you have to stay humble. You can't ever get to the point where it's a bunch of hype around you and people have you thinking a certain way that you're just so far gone, and you have to keep in your mind that I always need simple things like vocal training. I always need to stay in shape. I always need to make sure my mind mentally, my head is on right, you know, and just stay humble. I just have to, you know, think about it like that. I'm always going to feel like I got work to do.
And speaking of working out, how often do you work out?
Say one more time.
How often do you work out?
I usually work out on Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, excuse me, and Friday through Sunday. I try to, you know, get some rest, let your body rest for like 3 days, and then get back at it Monday.
It shows.
I appreciate it. Hopefully it'll get even better, you know, than whatever's showing right now.
Definitely.
So, Kato, quick question. How do you prepare yourself, like, vocally? Because I know you said you continue to take vocal lessons and stuff like that. And, you know, here's a little plug. You know, Michael Keith, one of our clients, he does offer, you know, vocal training, and he also does vocal production, which means he can get into a studio with someone who, you know, who just wants to have a different type of vision, and he can work it through, you know, through the actual session. And so what kind of training have you had vocally?
I worked with a vocal coach by the name of James Slaughter. He was actually at Marvelous McIntyre's rehearsal studio for a long time, and I actually took a lot of what he learned, what he taught me, I learned from him. I've actually taken a lot of that, and I've been using that. But once again, that is something that I will have to continue to do vocal lessons. And I would be glad to. You say you just refer Mr. Michael Keith. I would love to give him a call and continue that.
Well, you know, it's not that. It's just important because, like, as a vocalist, people always think you can just go out there and do it. They don't see all the hard work you put in behind it, like the vocal training and taking that constructive criticism where you need to, you know, change it up here or, you know, take this, you know, take the vibrato out from there, leave it a straight note, you know, taking that riff, not so much, pull back, go further, climax up. I mean, it's, they don't understand all that. So, you know, tell the listeners exactly, like, you have to humble yourself because every great singer has had some type of lesson, some type of instruction, thing to keep them keep moving forward.
Yes, not only do you have to, before you even get to vocal lessons, you have to make sure your body is in shape because singing is a workout. Sometimes if you sing correctly, you kind of feel like you just ran down the street in a sprint, you know, but you're pacing yourself if you do it right. So before you even get to vocal lessons, you have to drink a lot of water, do a lot of cardio, do a lot of ab exercises so that when you do get to vocal lessons, you know, you're working your diaphragm, you're working your vocals, and you always have to make sure that they're clear of any you know, obstacles, you know, keeping your vocals from sounding like they're supposed to. So you have to always make sure everything, it takes a lot of discipline to do this. And if you're going to do it correctly and you want longevity in it, you have to do everything right.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So we have a call on the line. I'm going to take it because they've been on hold for quite some time. And let's see what they have to say to Cato. Caller 404, you on the line with Cato, Miss Melinda, and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Awesome. And yourself?
I'm great. This is Regina Renee.
Hi, Regina.
Hello. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great.
Regina Renee. Look at the name, Regina Renee.
Okay, well, that's exclusive.
Regina Renee. Hey.
I'm just calling in to say hey to Cato. I'm a big supporter of Cato, I'm sure you all know. Been listening to the interview, and you guys are doing a great job.
Aw, thank you.
Definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, I definitely want to give Miss Regina Renee a shout-out, too, because she's the one who brought Cato to my attention. So thank you for being so awesome with that. And also, Miss Regina Renee will be on an Intune show on the 9th at 10. So we're going to be getting in tune with her, breaking her open like we're doing Cato right now.
Regina Renee, Miss Regina Renee, I want to tell you I appreciate you a lot.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're
thank
welcome.
You so much. So we appreciate you.
See the networking love.
I'm sorry?
I said, see the networking love that happens? That networking love. Regina Renee.
Yeah, networking love. Yes.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome. And I hope you guys are following each other on Twitter, Miss Melinda and Miss Regina Renee. I hope you are, because both of you ladies are very powerful, and, you know, there's no limits to powerful
I am following
people.
Her.
Absolutely. So I'm glad that there's a connection there. But thank you so much, Miss Regina Renee, for calling in tonight.
Thank you,
and we look forward to the
nice
night.
Meeting you, Miss Melinda.
Yes,
good evening,
absolutely.
Guys.
Likewise. All right.
All right.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Yay. So that's
don't
so awesome.
I love that when you have a fan or you got someone who just supports you so much, they start getting your brand out there, Cato, and you know, things that you don't even know sometimes, how people are just talking about you. That's got to feel great.
That feels great. That is a blessing in itself because people do not have to do that. And, you know, me trying to do my music and people appreciating, you know, that is, I'm really grateful for that.
Definitely,
awesome.
Definitely. I love it every day. I love it because new people come to me, like, on the regular. Like, hey, check out such and such. Check out such and such. And if it wasn't for that, because this world is so vast, how would you know every single person? So it's always good to be, like, have good energy and you know, do your thing out there when you are out there trying to grow your brand, as Miss Melinda continues to tell us about, you know, growing our brand. Because then people pay attention and they want to empower by telling other people versus being stuck up and arrogant and nasty where nobody really gives a damn who you are at any point, at any time. So you never want to be that way because you can miss, like, so many different opportunities, and that's just putting that out there in the universe to the world for everyone who's tuned in. Like, definitely always try to be positive even when it hurts.
Yes. Tell them, Miss P. Tell them.
I'm learning from Miss Belinda. That's all I'm learning. So I'm a work in progress myself. I'm not perfect. So where can people go to like find your music and stay in tune with you?
You definitely can go to ReverbNation.com. That's / Kato Reed. You can Google Kato Reed. That's KAYTOREED. My Twitter is @Kato _RMB.
Absolutely. So is there anything that you would like to put out there in the universe that maybe we didn't get to ask you or anything like that, that you want the listeners and your supporters to know about Kato per se?
I just want to let everyone know that I'm hardworking. I love this music that I do. You know, so I would pretty much do it for free if I had to, because it is a real passion. I know money comes along with it. I want everyone to know that I'm a very humble guy, and I'm very grateful and I'm very blessed just to have people to listen to my music and appreciate it. And I will continue to do that to the day I die. And thank you. Thank you, Ms. Melinda, for your knowledge, and thank you, Ms. P. Thank you for having me on your show also.
Yeah, definitely. We're all family here. We love it.
Continued success, and I'll do my best to put the people in your way that you want to collab with, and wherever networking comes in, any opportunities that I may come across, I will shoot them whoever I need to shoot them to. Miss P knows, she asks questions, some I will do my best to get whatever I can, even if it's just information. So that's just how we will continue to succeed, by helping each other out. And sometimes, again, like you said, we would do this for free because it's for the betterment of people in itself. So, you know, it's a good look. So continued success to you, Kato. Continued success.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think we have another caller before I let you go, Kato.
Okay.
And I hope I'm not,
right,
you know, because I don't have on my good glasses today. Let's see. 404, you on the line with Miss Melinda, Kato, and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
How you doing? My name is Shay with the Lisa the Crunk Entertainment. Call to check in with
Instagram.
Hi.
So, and Kato Reed.
What
hey,
up,
how
Shay?
Are ya?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing
great.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
I just Shay's, wanted to
Shay's another person I just want to tell I appreciate a lot for her hard work. Appreciate you.
Yeah, she's awesome. She is awesome. Big hugs to you.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. I just want to show y'all some love and check in with Kato and let him know, you know, keep doing your thing. We out here, we grinding. So definitely keep doing it. I see you working.
Thank you much. Thank you much.
And thank you for doing all that you do, too, because, you know, we have to show love to the people that always are constantly, you know, driving us to be better. So thank you for being awesome, too.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Definitely.
Thank you, Ms.
All right. No problem. Have a good night.
You, too.
All right.
Yeah. So it's too much awesomeness happening. This is why I love the Intune show. Because at the end of each show, whether I'm not feeling hot or, you know, whatever's happening during the course of my day, it always makes sense at the end of my shows, because it just feels so rewarding to be able to talk to people who are really genuine in their, you know, strides to do what they have to do in this lifetime. So this is remarkable. And I just want to thank you again, Kato, for being awesome and sharing that sexy music with me. And I know your favorite color is purple. And me and Miss Melinda kind of get those 13-inch heels invented, because I don't think they make any pairs that high. But
but see, that song took me there. Like, we're gonna have to find them. So that means if anybody out there that makes shoes, if you know there's those 13 or 18-inch heels out there, y'all better get on it. Let's make some of them heels. It's super stupid.
There it is. A woman
exactly.
On the grind. Don't you love it? Don't you love it?
Exactly. We're going to need a cane to walk in those shoes. We're going to need a cane to stay up high, but,
again,
you know, it's all worth it.
They're strictly for visuals. Those kind of shoes go along with those kind of songs. Those are visuals. Those are not going to the club. Those are visuals.
Yeah, just visuals.
Absolutely. So one more time, Kato, for the record, tell everybody where they can find you at again, so they can stay in tune with your music and your, you know, follow up with you for all the great things that you have going on.
I would definitely love everybody to really just Google Kato Reed. That's KAYTOREED. It's a lot of music out there between YouTube's and Reverb Nation's other music sites. So you might find something that you haven't heard on the mixtape. You might find something you never heard before. Something like that. So look for me on out in the Google world and the world wide web.
Yay. Thank you so much, Kato.
Thank you. We'll be looking out for more things from you. Can't wait.
Exactly.
Thank you, Melinda, very much.
Anyway, you have an awesome evening.
Be blessed.
You too.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yay. So that was Kato. Totally awesome and humble at that. You know, you never know what to expect, Miss Melinda.
That was fun.
Wasn't
his
it
voice though? Got me. Like, his voice got me.
Hey, how you
I
doing?
I know, right?
Like, oh, how you doing? Oh, hey.
I know.
I do have to send out a shout out to Portfolio, Miss
sure.
Asia, Candy,
mm-hmm.
India, Cayenne. We got Amanda Liu, Courtney Donaldson, Kiana Scaife, Janaki Mumford. The fans in itself that have helped create Portfolio and continue to build us up and helps us, you know, move forward in movements. One major shout out, and because I have a lot of followers, and I don't want anyone to think that I'm leaving them out, but one in particular, there's a few of them, but one in particular that has just been amazing from day one, and her name is Kristen Bookman, and she
yes.
is Twitter. She is phenomenal, a phenomenal woman, someone who listens to God and walks in the way God wants her to walk and envisions things. So she may not be thinking she's doing anything or moving anything, but she's moving mountains right now just in her presence. So I have to send a huge shout out to Kristen because there's not enough words that can explain how much of a supporter and those little things mean so much to us at Portfolio. So shout out to you, Kristen. I hope you're listening. I think she is. And I hope you tweet away and
mm-hmm.
just being blessed all day long. So thank you for that.
Yeah, definitely. I want to piggyback off of that and say that, yes, much love to Ms. Bookman because she is definitely, definitely someone that I have, like, grown attached to as well in a short period of time because she is super on everything, super on everything.
Yeah.
And she is actually listening, and she's tweeting her little heart out, as you said, and she's in the chat room. And I also want to give a shout-out, too. While we're giving out shout-outs to everyone who's tuned in tonight, you know, you all are, you know, anonymous, but it's okay. But for those that I can see, I see Kay Bookman and I see Phoenix Star, who is also an awesome, awesome supporter of the Intune Show. And half of the things that
hey,
I get
Phoenix.
Accomplished, yes, would not be done without her. So much love to her as well. So before our next guest comes on, which is Carlos Ferrer, we're going to play one of his tracks. He actually has another track that he's doing with A-Rock, which I really love because they're talking about my favorite thing, and that's shoes. So I'm not, you know, the attention is going to be on, you know, Mr. Ferrer tonight. So I'm going to play his track with him by himself, but I probably ended on the track that I love with him and A-Rock because, like I said, you're talking about red bottoms, you know. No, Miss P does not have a pair of red bottoms, okay? That's a little bit out of my budget.
I got off red. I think they call them pink, you know, off red. But I'm getting there. And, you know, eventually, the pink will turn to red, and I can rock them and keep my feet up so they can know that it's red bottoms. So I'm almost there with you.
I love that you said
bottom.
That. I swear, I had so much enjoyment in that right there. So definitely, Miss Melinda and I are working our way up to red bottoms. But in the meantime, in the round time, we're going to play Take It Slow by – oh, sorry, guys. I'm all the way in the wrong section now. We got me all cracking up. We're not playing that one. We're definitely not playing that. So, you see, I'm all, like, all over the place, talking about shoes, making me laugh, you know. Now I'm, like, all over the place now. Jesus Christ. Don't tune out, guys. Don't tune out. I'm trying to get it together right now. I really am. Don't judge me because I'm really lost right now. What's happening?
I love that. I love that phrase. Don't judge me. I love that phrase. Don't judge me. Don't do it. Would not
you
be
can, but why
darling.
Would you, though? This happens to the best of us. But here we go with Carlos Ferrer, Ain't No Lady. Here we go.
Ain't no lady like the one that's mine. for what's gonna leave me. My heart just wouldn't be the same.
This is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too. Get in tuned with Miss P on the In Tune show.
Yeah, Miss Melinda, so that's Ain't No Woman. How do you feel about that?
You know, Ain't No Woman, if I'm not mistaken, didn't I say Ain't No Woman like the one I got?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's about to get real right now. If a man is with a woman and he don't have that kind of feeling, step. Don't let that girl sit there and wish on something and then be left after years of being together. Yeah, girl, that's a whole nother show. Just
don't do it.
Yeah, just don't do it because it can get really real, real quick up in here. But amazing song. That was that feel good summer joint. That's that ain't no woman like. That's a real good feel good song.
Absolutely. I was digging that. I was really digging that. I mean, he has a pretty awesome style with him. You know, I'm really feeling him.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing about music and just being an artist or entertainer, whatever people want to consider themselves, because I've been told I call people rappers and got laid out. So I just kind of keep it on the fine line now. Like artists, entertainers, I don't know what the hell. I'm scared to say the wrong thing.
Lyricist, poet. Call them poet. Just tell them they're good. If they're good.
Author. You know? Whatever it is you want to be called. I'm with it. 100%.
I'm with you. At the end of the day, like, it makes sense.
It makes sense. Definitely.
Yep.
So I'm definitely into him because he has something that he's bringing forth that's a little different, you know, and it has, you know, feel good to it. Just like everyone that we get to talk to, you know, is definitely has something that they offer into the music world. I wanted to give a shout out to Michael Keith because, you know, I just thought about when you brought him up with the music lessons about how he just bust out the opera on me. You know, that's still in the back of my mind. And I just pulled
Michael's
it back to the
amazing.
Front. Isn't
like, Michael is amazing. This man, he is amazing to work with. I mean, Jay Holiday is amazing to work with.
Yes.
You know, Deron is amazing to work with. I mean, it's just in the artist side of what we do, I can't tell you the magnificence of these guys and the humbleism of these men. And, you know, just speaking on with Michael, because, again, the vocal teaching is the fact that he wants to give his gift. He's thinking ahead, like, you know, what he wants to do later on, and if he chooses not to get back into the solo career or anything like that, you know, now that they're out touring with 112 again, which I'm so excited about.
Mm-hmm.
But he is phenomenal. That man. And he's teaching kids, he's taking their lessons, and he's been, I can, just one word, is magnificent. So the fact that he wants to share his craft and his gift, and people don't know that he not only is smart as a whip and, you know, intelligent, this man is funny as all get out. I mean, he comes with those ginormous words on me. I don't know if you guys watch on the Twitter, but I ask for my daily dose of words, and he gives them to me, and it's one of those things like, where did you pull that from? And you know, he's amazing. I just have to say that, amazing.
No, definitely. That's what it's all about, just, you know, showing love, because he is amazing and awesome. And, you know, I was just blessed to be able to talk to him because, you know, things that people don't know, even the people that are avid supporters, probably never knew that he even sung opera or even had such a voice on him, you know, because as we all know, he never really was at the front of the group. But I'm definitely glad that we learned that really quick. He put that out there. He dropped it at the, you know, drop of a dime, his opera, and, you know, I'm in love. So shout out to Michael Keith, Darren Jones.
That's the real deal.
You know, Slim and Q, all of them. I love you, 112. Okay. And Jay Holiday, we love you too. Pharrell.
Yes.
So someone just really quick before we bring on Carlos Ferrar, someone just asked again about the contest. And we have the major lady on that deals with three of the people that I've been tweeting as far as, like, you know, who's their biggest fan. So I'm just going to put it out there that this week I'm going to kind of bring it down a notch with the tweets of who I'm their biggest fan and kind of narrow it down. But Miss Melinda and I and Dottie will figure it all out ASAP and let you guys know how we're going to work that all out. But I definitely got a huge response from people. I just want to put that out there that I appreciate everyone who put it out there. And I hope that you guys are following Miss Melinda, following Dottie, following Deron, following Michael Keith, and following Jay Holiday, and telling your supporters, your followers to follow too, because that's how you gain the vote. And I'm going to go and check every single one of them, staying up late to do that. So definitely go fine comb your stuff, because if it's not happening like the rules consist, then I have to, like, overlook you. I love you, but I have to overlook you for the time being. So with that being said,
that's dedication, that's consistency, that's doing things the right way. So, again, kudos to you, because it can get hard sometimes. But, you know, you've got to follow the contest rules. You know, we appreciate all the reach out. I'm excited to see, you know, Miss P, you've been putting all the work in. I'm excited to see what the results are going to be and how we can come up and determine this. So I'm excited.
Yay! So without further ado, we're going to bring on our next guest, Mr. Carlo Ferrar. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on?
We're great.
Hello?
Yeah, we're
Hi.
Here.
Just making sure. What's up? What's going on?
Nothing. I want you to meet Miss Melinda. And it says Mr. Paulo.
How are you, Carlito? How are you?
Carlito's Way. I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
Exactly. So we just played your song, Ain't No Woman. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration for that.
My inspiration behind that song was my fiance, actually. Most of my songs, most of my songs are about her, but, you know, I make music mostly, you know, I just want to make music for people to relate to, you know, real life people, not just, you know, everybody don't go to the club or everybody ain't trapping, you know.
There's a versatility there that you want to hit the market, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. For your teeny boppers who want to find that love, who have absolutely no what love is, then you got your grown and sexy who remember them days and, you know, can actually go out and actually have a dance with someone, you know, arm in arm and do that kind of thing. So kudos to you on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and shout out to your fiance too, because she has to be exceptional. Every single song is about you. Shout out. Much love to you. No one has ever wrote a sentence to me.
I saw it on Twitter.
But most of it, you know, that song definitely is about her.
The motivation behind it. Have you seen a little love affair on Twitter, Miss P? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. What love affair is happening?
Oh, my God. It's so cute.
What, Carlos?
I love you, too. Carlos and his fiance, yes. I love you, my best friend. Oh, my God.
I am just sick with envy. Sick with envy. Let's not talk about her anymore. No, I'm just joking. Much love to Carlos' fiance. So tell us a little bit about who Carlo Ferrat is. So for everyone that's getting in tune with you for the first time can get a little basis about who you are.
I'm a singer-songwriter. I dance also. I've been doing music since I was 11. Well, pursuing it since I was 11. I just moved from Detroit out here to Los Angeles. And right now I'm just, you know, grinding, trying to get heard and trying to get some songwriting placements.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a really heavy music-based family as far as, you know, my dad pursuing it and my family members. I grew up around music my whole life. And being that I'm from Detroit, a lot of that Motown influence is in me, so...
Okay, that's what's up. So at 11 years old, wow, at 11, what was I doing, Miss Melinda? Mm-hmm. I probably was playing with my Barbie dolls. No, seriously. You know? At 11, what were you doing, Miss Melinda?
You know, if I tell you, I got to kill you. You know, I really wish I could remember 11. At 11, I probably was cutting grass. You know, just trying to ride my bike to my neighbor's house, just feeling the summer wind in my hair. I can't even tell you at 11. I'm so old, and it just was a reality check. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Good luck.
Appreciate that.
Oh, my God. So when did you decide, Carlos, to just say, you know what, this is something that I really have a passion for, and you just get up and immerse into music. So when did you get to that point? At what age?
Growing up, like, I would sing, like, it's videos of me, my dad recording me singing and dancing, when I, you know, went to middle school, like, that's when it got serious, when I was singing and I seen the girls, you know, they were like, ooh, you know, and then I was like, oh, you know, I think I want to sing, you know what I mean, like, it kind of really hit me then, so, like, I started singing and then I started studying the craft, like, as far as, studying, looking up to certain people, you know, like Donny Hathaway, just a lot of old school singers, Michael Jackson, of course, they kind of get inspiration and study them and, you know, try to learn their runs and stuff like that. You know, it just overtook my life, really. Like, since it was in me, it just kind of just came out. Like, I feel like at a young age, it was just like destined, like, you need to do music. Like, I feel like God really put me up to just do music, you know. I really can't see myself doing anything else.
Yeah, so what came first, the dancer or the singer?
Honestly, the dancing came first because, you know, I Michael Jackson, I've seen him moonwalk on stage, and that was it. I was just like, But every time my mom used to get on my mama's nerves. And my Michael Jackson, every award show, you know, Mike only come to certain award shows, but I used to watch every one just so I wouldn't miss it. But I did it first.
Yeah.
But the music kind of came along. My mom would always play Brandy in her car. So, like, I would, you know, I started singing Brandy because Brandy has amazing tone. A lot of people sleep on Brandy.
Oh, my God, yes, but, she does. I totally agree.
She has an amazing tone. So she kind of taught me how to sing, like, off top. Like, I just started mimicking her and trying to learn how to sing. And next thing you know, my mom's like, yo, you can sing. And I'm like, I can? She's like, yeah. So I just kept going with it.
Absolutely.
That's cute. That's really cute. You know, and I say like that because, you know, I envision, you know, mama, come on, Carlos, get in front. Show the family you can sing. Go ahead. Go ahead. You know, I can see those things. Do it.
Is that what happened, Carlos? Was your mom putting you in front of everybody as a center of attention?
Yeah, my whole family, like, at this point, my family, they support me to the fullest. But growing up, I used to do, like, little talent shows at Christmas. Thanksgiving, singing like on the spot. They kind of warmed me up, you know what I mean? Like before I actually started performing in front of crowds and stuff, I perform in front of them all the time, you know?
And your family is your biggest critics. Your family is your biggest critics.
My family don't play. They'll keep it real. Like if I put a song and they ain't feeling it, they'll tell me. They'll be like, oh, I don't really like that, or, you know. But I need that, you know? It keeps me humble also, and I need real, you know, you need real people around you to give you real feedback.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I totally do. So do you have any other hidden talents outside of dancing and songwriting and singing? Is it anything else? You play instruments? Do you cook?
Yeah, I play piano, and I've been playing piano since I was 16. I also, recently, about 3 years ago, got into acting. I just did my first commercial, a few months ago. And the acting thing is kind of cool, you know. It's something I would get into later, you know. The money's really good in acting, but, you know.
Yes, it is.
I really want to make it as a musician first, you know, because that's my first love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how hard was it to just, you know, decide, like, I'm going to leave? Because, you know, having a fiance, like we were talking about earlier, Miss Melinda was putting out there to Cato, our first guest, that, you know, you have to take time to smell the daisies and stuff of that nature, which is so true. So how do you juggle the two between a fiance and being an avid, you know, music junkie, so to speak? How do you balance that out?
I mean, she's really supportive. You know, she doesn't trip on things. Like, you know, I get people write me on Twitter, you know, girls and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't think it's anything wrong with being in the music industry and having, you know, a partner. You know what I mean? I guess maybe some people don't think it's right. Like, they think it should be low key. Like, oh yeah, don't say you're married or don't say you're engaged or none of that. Don't say you got a girlfriend. But I stay true to myself, and you can hear it in my music. Like, you know what I mean? Like, those are real emotions that I'm singing about. So when people hear it, I feel like as long as you're making real music, people will support it, whether you're in a relationship or not.
I agree.
Absolutely. I agree to 100,000%.
And that's a lot of percent.
Too. It does. It takes a lot of security, too. It's a lot of percent. But, you know, a lot of your best relationships, you know, because they're in tune, and I guess, you know, and I tend to stay away from the relationship question because, you know, some people, like he said, they're very picky whether they should say it or not. But if you're strong in your relationship and you're comfortable and all that, nothing can break that bond. No fans, no nothing. Just the only thing that can break that is those two people in itself.
Right. I mean, she understands the business also. She know people going to write me. And I mean, people write her. She has the clothing line. So, you know, people, guys are right here like, oh, man, you know, I don't trip. It's just, that's just the business that we're in, you know what I mean?
We need to connect us to the clothes. That's number one. Okay.
She has a jewelry line, and me and her are actually starting the clothing line. It's not finished yet, but we're still working on it. We've been working real hard on it, so that'll be out. But the clothing line is actually, her jewelry line is actually already out.
We want anything that has anything to do with fashion at all times. Okay. So I'm glad you put that
it's
out
crazy,
there.
Yeah. It's crazy because I just tweeted the other day about I'm looking for, you know, fashion people because, like I said, a lot of our artists need to rock pieces, and that's good advertising for me. They get the shout out in the interview. So, yeah, definitely I saw her bio, and it's just good that you're putting your feelers out into other things, clothing lines and stuff like that. So that's always a smart business to me.
Yeah, I mean, to be perfectly honest, the music business, just from being around, you know, certain people and seeing and speaking to them, it's really not a lot of money in the music business. So if you're going to be in the music business, it's good to get to other things and do it for the love, because it's not like it was 20 years ago. Like, people don't really buy music anymore. It's easy to get it for free. So it's kind of like, you know, Jamie Foxx is one of the most talented guys I've ever seen, heard, you know, and, you know, he put out an album, and, I mean, it doesn't do that well, but it's great music. Tank also. Tank is an incredible
Tank
artist.
Tank is a beast.
Yeah, you know, his album was crazy. That album should have went platinum, but, it didn't do as well as it should have, but, you know, he put it out because, you know, he loved to do music, so.
Yeah, and that's the truth, you know, and it's unfortunate because back in the day when they used to sell singles, and I might be telling my age right now, but back in the day when they were able to sell singles, and then that was like the cookie of the piece of a pizza, that piece that you purchased, which is that single, because now you're anticipating the actual album coming out. So as soon as you got that taste of that single, they bought it, and then when the album came out, boom, it was a hit. You did your 400,000, you hit your platinum mark, you hit this and that. Now you go to iTunes, people are taking the music off of whatever free sites there are, and there's really, it's hard to make good money now. So if you don't have the passion behind it, you are definitely on right when you said that. You know, you got to have that love for it and just put it out anyway, because that's your voice, that's who you are.
Yeah, that's the advice I give to, like, people, you know, because some people get frustrated, like, yo, nobody doing this or supporting me, and me even recently came to realize, you know, you just got to do you and do it because you love to, and eventually, you know, stuff will pop off, but until then, I mean, you just got to do it and love what you do.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. So how do you, you know, separate yourself from the quadrillion other people that's out here that's like, hey, I'm a songwriter, I'm a producer, I'm a this, I'm a that. How do you feel like you stand, you know, not above, because I don't like to put people in places. I think that we all stand side by side together. But how do you separate yourself to make yourself more identifiable, in other words?
I feel like I just make real music. You know what I mean? There are a lot of talented people, unsigned, signed artists that are extremely talented, but I don't feel like some of them use their talents to their full ability. You know what I mean? I just try to stay real to writing what people can relate to. I feel like if you write to what people can relate to, you can't go wrong. You know what I mean? Like Adele, the album she put out went crazy because people relate to it. So if you just make music that people relate to, and, you know, those would be the best records, and people just... You know, when I was younger, like, I used to want to compete, like, oh, I want to be the hottest out, this and that. But now it's like, I just want to do the best that I can do as far as making music that people will accept and be like, yo, I love Carlos because I was going through this and it helped me go through this. You know what I mean? Or I popped in this record because I'm headed to the club and that record is, you know what I mean? Like, I just try to make music that everybody can relate to.
I'm impressed, Carlos. I'm impressed because I'm impressed with you. Just in that alone is very, it's a maturing. You know, you like making music to make people feel good about themselves. And that's exactly what I said when I listened to the song. I said, it's that feel-good music. It's that, that good feel-good music.
Yeah. I think a lot of that had to do with, you know, when I was younger, I used to be competitive, but me getting back in touch with, you know, the spiritual, I'm a Christian, so, like, you know, I talked to my pastor, and he's like, well, why do you make that song? What's that about? You know what I mean? Like, he'll check me. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, make music that people, you know, can relate to. You know, I'm not saying do gospel, but, you know, you don't got to fit into what's going on right now. And, I started thinking about it, like, I really don't. You know what I mean? I mean, just make music and have fun.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're your best comedians. You know, the best jokes are the ones that you just did yesterday. That's what is relatable,
right.
It's funny, and you're going to have longevity in that, you know. So that's going to have you continue success with that because you understand that it's the relatable, it's the engaging with your fans. Your fans will always ride with you because it's like they feel that they're living your life with you.
Right. Yeah, and then when if a fan feels like they're living their life with you, they feel like they're a part of the journey, they'll support more, you know what I mean? They'll come, they'll buy tickets to your concert.
Yep.
Trey Songz is a beast at doing that, man. He is the coolest guy I've ever been around. He just, all the fans, is, you know what I mean? He show everybody love. He signed every autograph. It's crazy.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So good that you get that. That's gonna keep you successful. So keep on that path and keep on that mindset, and you're going to go real far real quick.
Absolutely. So in your opinion, okay, with that being said about how, you know, music can project certain emotions and have people really, like, look into you as a entertainer, artist, or whatever the case may be, why do you feel, in your opinion, that music is so powerful?
I think music is so powerful because you can change a person's emotion. Or you can, it's almost like you can, like, reach into their soul. Like, you can just, I don't know. I really don't know how to explain it. It's not really a feeling, anything that it's one of the feelings I really can't explain, but you can connect with somebody and make them happy. You know what I mean? Like, somebody could be going through the worst time of their life and they can hear a song and it's just like, oh, I feel better now. I know that's, at least with me, that's how I feel. You know what I mean? Like, I could be going through the worst song, but my joint come on and it's a wrap. I'm hype again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can I share something real quick?
Sure.
Okay, Michael Keith is listening in, okay, and he just said I could use this quote because, again, what I tell you, Miss P, he's my word man. He's my, you know, he's one that gives me these crazy words and has me searching through this freaking dictionary, and he puts my mind to work. Sometimes as early as 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning when I'm not even turned over good. So Michael Keith just quoted, and he said I could use it. However, I text him back saying, no, boo, it's all you. He just texted saying, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade and then put vodka in it. There it is.
Wow.
That's how to say it. That's how to say it.
Thanks,
that's
Michael.
That's good stuff.
No, I'm sorry, Michael. Princey. Yeah. I'm slipping. Put me in check. Princey. So he's extraordinary. Princey is extraordinary, and thank you for allowing Miss Melinda to share that quote with us because it's definitely true. You know,
that's that comedy in him, and the fact that he's listening in because again, he's always looking at new artists, and you know, he has a production company, and he's always wanting to give back. So you know, these are good things that some of the artists don't realize. They think they're not making an impact. They just never know who's listening. They never know
mm-hmm.
who says, you know what, I want to work with that guy just because he said something phenomenal in that interview. So it builds a lot of character. So, you know,
yeah.
It was just funny.
No, definitely.
When I was younger, I used to get upset, like, oh, people don't like me, this and that. And then as I got older, I'm like, you got to be positive at all times. You know what I mean? Just because you never know.
You never know. Even when you're pissed off at the world or even if your day is not right, it's one of those things. Somebody has it worse than you.
Right.
And you got to think about, like, you know, I have the ability to sing. I have the ability to help make clothes. I have the ability to dance and my arms and my legs, all that good stuff. I mean, they just don't realize how lucky and fortunate we are when it comes to certain things that other people can't do. So, you know, I commend you for being positive and staying positive because you sound like you're a really good dude on the outside of the industry. So.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit. I know you did a collab with A-Rock, and that happens to be one of my favorite songs, to be honest about it. Like, I play that song a few times every day, and I, you know, it's all talking about sexiness as far as shoes are concerned. So how did you guys come up with that whole concept of Rockaway?
Rockaway. All right, so the thing is, all right, A-Rock hit me. He hit me on Twitter. Because we didn't really know each other, but we have, you know, friends that we were connected to because he lives in D.C. So he hit me. He's like, hey, man, your music is dope. Check out my music. And I checked his music, and I was like, man, yo,
your music is crazy, bro. We gotta work. So he sent me he already had the title for the song, and I didn't even know what Rockaway meant. I just kind of like wrote a little catchy hook, and I just laid the vocals down, and he makes the whole track. And he sent it back, and I was just like, oh, man, this song came out incredible. You know what I mean? I don't know. I love it. We actually shoot a video for it soon.
Yay!
So, yeah, that song, A-Rock is a real talented guy.
Are you going to shoot it? Where are you shooting it at? Do you know?
We haven't decided yet. It may be in D.C., though.
Okay.
Awesome. Awesome, because that means I just have to get on a train or something and go there, because I need to be in my red bottom, my pink, off-pink bottoms, because me and Miss Melinda were talking about how we can't afford, red bottoms. So we're working our way up. So if you guys just do a quick, camera shot on my shoes, it may appear to be red, but they're actually pink.
Girl, we can Photoshop that coloring. What are you talking about? Technology nowadays, you can Photoshop red bottoms. Mine gonna be candy apple red. They be like, "Them the new joints." Like, yeah, with 7 clear coats on the bottom of them joints. Doggone right. Yeah.
I'm telling you, that would be so awesome. For real, it really would be. And I love Miss Melinda. Everybody. I know you guys are having a good time because I'm being told that everybody's enjoying the show. So it's definitely a good feeling to know that I could be cracking up tonight, seriously, and get work done at the same time.
The best job.
Like the best life ever. It's not even real work. So it's just like getting to start chatting it up. Like, what's the term? Wait a minute, because I'm learning all this lingo. We're chopping it up. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're
chopping it up.
Powwowing. Definitely. So we're not going to let you go yet, Carlos. I'm just going to go ahead and jump right in and play, Rockaway, if that's cool, so everyone can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll ask a few more questions, and then we'll let you go back to your fiance, which we don't want to do. No, I'm just kidding, fiance. No, I'm just can't. Okay,
girl, you better give him back to his girl. I ain't gonna have no Twitter beef. No, you better give him back to his
Twitter
girl.
Beef. No Twitter beef, please. Please, I'm not
no
ready.
No Twitter beef.
So here we go, y'all. Exactly, rock away.
Yeah, Carlos Fabian. Yeah. I like this one right here, man. Call it the rock. I plan on rock, rocking that body till your body telling me stop it, 'cause I know inside your body like it, girl. Call it the rock. Take everything off your tangerine bottom, 'cause your body is a problem, and I'm so surrendered and love it, girl. Call it the rock. I know I got you, man. What you've been missing, but I'm trying to get it. Keep it good and I split it. We call it how to go get it. 'Cause I'm hooked on your body, friend. Thoughts what I'ma do to you. Said you never had it like this. Well, this is new to you. Just lay back and relax as I attack. I keep it sensual. Going deep and seek your spot like I'm the general. Come into my spot and settle down. I know you here to stay. Giving you a dose of what I got.
Call it that rock. I plan on rocking that body. Tell your body telling me stop it. 'Cause I know inside your body like it, girl.
Sassiness when she talks. Any time of day when I hit her phone, she knows just what I want. And I'm not gonna lie, she got me. All them other girls is copies. And you dealing with the best. Sorry for the ones who not me, 'cause I once and she hooked for life. Ain't no need to say it. Play the game and I beat it twice. Ain't no need for playing. See you in that see-through. Now come here and get a little taste. A little taste.
Call it that
rock. I'm
planning on rocking that body. Tell your body telling me to stop it, 'cause I know inside your body like it, girl.
Call it that rock.
Take everything off your tangerine bottom, 'cause your body is a problem, and I'm so surrendered and stop it, girl.
Call it that rock.
I know I got you, never ages. I use so tired of waiting. I just hope your body ready.
second girl.
All is that wrong.
Take everything off the tangerine bottom. Cause nobody is a problem. And I'm so sweaty, I'm perfect, girl.
Call it that rock.
I know I got you in the ages. I use all so tired of waiting. I just hope your body ready.
Call it that rock.
Go ahead and head for the knocking. While the strings are standing by.
Yeah, so that was A-Rock and Carlos Ferrar. I mean, really, I love that song. How do you feel about that, Miss Melinda?
Da, 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 da. I'm over here, like, bouncing. I like that. That's that. Yeah,
yeah.
I like that. That's that good
stuff. Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, just to come up with that hook, too. I mean, A-Rock is hot. Don't get me wrong. I love him. I love you, A-Rock. But just to come up with that hook and, you know, do it from a distance is like, really fascinating to me. You know, maybe because I'm not musically inclined other than just listening and enjoying. But, yeah, that was definitely a good look. So when you hear your music being played, how does it make you feel when people are like, oh, God, that's so hot, that's so dope, that's whatever? Like, how do you feel?
I feel accomplished, but I try to, you know, I get more people saying, okay, I love your music than I do that say they don't like it. So I kind of like, I accept the compliment, but I don't let it, I don't marinate on it too much, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't like to, I want to stay in the place of always trying to be better or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really know how to explain it. Just keep progressing, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people get comfortable, like, oh, I'm hot. So they just stay, you know, they kind of stay where they at. I just want to keep evolving, so I accept compliments, you know, I say thank you, and then I don't marinate on it too much after that. Like, I try to change the subject, or I think about something else.
Absolutely. So how do you feel about music on the radio today?
I honestly just wish a lot of, they would play R&B again, like a lot of R&B, because I grew up in the 90s, so a lot of R&B, like, that was when R&B was just, like, you had everybody. You had TLC, you had Jodeci. That's what you know what I mean? KC and JoJo, late 90s. Like, I kind of miss music like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like now it's real techno'd out. And, you know, I don't get me wrong. I like, you know, I love techno music also, but I don't feel like there's a balance anymore.
Right. It isn't.
Like,
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Mhm.
That creative process, the creative process when you're in that studio, and like when Miss Hugh was talking about that, coming up with the hook, it's just amazing sometimes. It just comes with you, and you could be walking somewhere. So the creative process, how does it normally hit you in the studio?
I usually, if a track, the beat, the production on the track is really excellent, like I'll hear it, and I'll try to come up with it like within the first 10 minutes. But if it's one of those deep tracks where it's like it's a slower tempo track and I got to really meditate on it, I just put my headphones on and just listen to it over and over and over. And then I don't want to rush it. Like, I can come up with something quick, but I also like to really think about what I'm writing. So when I, you know, and how you write it. Like, just from the songwriter point and studying other songwriters, it's really, like, you can write anything on paper, but, like, it's a way that you write it and how it flows that connects to people.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It has to make sense. It could flow onto the paper all at once, but, you know, in order for it to be, in my mind, a successful song, it has to make sense. And people,
right,
like you said earlier, has to be able to relate to it on some level. So definitely agree upon that. But I'm just totally excited, you know, about what's going to happen for you, because I already see it. You're doing your thing. I watched a ton of your YouTube videos. You know, you do a little bit of rapping. I see you did a little, you know, Wayne rap. You said, I'm going to rap, and I'm going to sing.
I call it the free line. Now, I was joking around. I'm trying to build my YouTube channel, so, like, I do covers now, a lot of them. And that Robin Thicke, that Pretty Little Heart, man, that is a great song. So, like, I could find the instrumental without Lil Wayne's verse, so, like, I was like, all right, I guess I got to rap it. So, you know, I had to get my Lil Wayne on. I might be in Halloween or something.
Mm-hmm. Nah, you did a good job, and it's really good because I think that people, the more you do, outside of, like, the number count, because I'm the type of person that I don't really pay attention to numbers, honestly. It's like the quality of something is more imperative to me versus how many people or how many whatever. So basically just putting out good stuff and doing what you do, putting it into the universe is already, like, putting down those golden bricks that you need to get where you need to be, period. You know, so don't stress so much about numbers because they're going to come, you know, and only good people that are into things that are positive or things that are good, that's good music, period, will be in tune to what you're doing. Because there's so many people, it's like that whole philosophy, you know, manifesting of, hey, Play-Doh, you know, you can try to take people out of the cave of darkness, but not everybody's going to agree with you that there's light on the outside of that cave.
Right.
So, you know, you can only lead those who want to be led. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, putting out your covers, doing what you do, and it's all going to make sense sooner than later, in other words.
Thank you.
Of course. Of course. So is there anything that you would like to add out there, that any upcoming projects and stuff that you want people to know about that you're working on?
I'm putting out my EP this election day on November 6th, day for my birthday. It's going to be out on iTunes, so I really appreciate if everybody went and, you know, got that, because it's, I put a lot of energy into it, a lot of hard work, some great songs, you know what I mean, it took me a year to put it all together, but I really want to take my time with it, so November 6th, my EP, Carlos with the K, will be available on iTunes, and if you guys want to get music now, you know, for free, I have 4 mixtapes on Datfish that I've put out over the past 3 years. Just type my name, Carlos Farrar, in the search bar, and then all the music is right there.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Carlos, you are awesome. You are. And I was super hyped when you was like, yeah, I'll do your show. And I'm just like, yay. You know, I get hype off of everybody. It could be the ice cream man. I'll be like, yes.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all, you know, having me on the show, for real.
Definitely, and we're going to follow up with you when you release your EP so we can talk about it and, you know, see the progression and the reception of it once it releases and everything.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Definitely, so keep us in the loop. And, you know, Miss Melinda, if you're not following her on Twitter, she's definitely a great resource of everything. So I don't know how much you've heard of the, you know, today's show, but she's definitely just... She's a woman, just put it like that. So I'm sure that in any way that she can kind of help you in your direction, she definitely will be the person to talk to, because that's my go-to girl, Miss Melinda.
Yeah, I think
absolutely.
I should start following her.
Go ahead.
No, I think I just started following her actually like 2 weeks ago when you guys first tweeted with her name tag. I think I followed her.
Yeah, she's the bestest.
So I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. Anytime, again, we do the consulting. We do anything that kind of helps out the brand. So, you know, whatever you need, reach out. Please reach out. And I send that to anybody who wants to, again, start, realign, or, you know, just kind of get back, you know, portfolio. That's what we're trying to do to help design people and kind of get them on the right track and a fast track to the career goal that they want. So please feel free to reach out anytime.
Definitely. So, Carlos, tell people again where they can find you on Twitter, your social media, your website, whatever it is that you have.
My website is www.carloswithak.com, and my Twitter is @itscarloswithak, and my YouTube is youtube.com/CarlosFarrar, Facebook, Carlos Farrar Music, MySpace, Carlos Farrar, ReverbNation/CarlosFarrar. And all these sites can be found on www.carloswithak.com.
Yay. It's so exciting. You're the bestest, you know. You really are. And I look forward to everything that you have to offer the world. Shout out to your fiancé again for being an amazing support system for you as well, because in this world, it's not a lot of support when it comes down to entertainers and their significant others. There's always some drama. So shout out to her for being, you know, grounded in that sense.
Thank you. She appreciates
Sure. Thank you so much, Carlos. You have a good night, and keep us in tune to your release of your EP so we can, you know, have you back on the show.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Yes, Miss Melinda. So we got to talk to two awesome go-getters, you know, and I'm feeling really good about that. And I'm really, really, really feeling good about the fact that you just kept me going tonight. I mean, seriously, it's so many times that I had to put myself on mute because I was still cracking up, seriously. And that's the, and that's the type of life I like to live, okay? A funny life. So I just want to tell you once again, as you said about Miss Kay Bookman, there aren't enough words in the English dictionary, unless we talk to Princey, because I'm sure he'll find them and throw them out there to us, that can describe how grateful and appreciative that I am that I came across you. And, you know, just everything that you have done for me so far has been utterly amazing. And I really, truly love and appreciate you for all that you do, not only for me, but for others that you come in contact with. You're an amazing, amazing blessing. So thank you for everything.
Oh, oh. I have a surprise for you.
You do? Is it
yeah.
a pair of yellow bottoms? No.
It's some lime greens. We haven't gotten yellow yet. It's lime green. So the
I'll
surprise is, I know everyone's been tweeting and retweeting and retweeting and retweeting about the Michael Keith segment of I'm Just Saying on your show. So what we're going to do, we're going to do a trial 30 minutes on your show. You name the day and time, and
mm-hmm.
we will go forward with that. So it can give the listeners, you know, all of their questions to be answered. On the male perspective of everything, to give everybody a little taste of what we're getting ready to move forward with on his article, I'm Just Saying. So, you know, I'm still working on that KL for you, and, you know, we're going to make that move happen for you sooner than later. But definitely we're going to do your 30-minute segment show on your show.
Yay! I'm so excited. Do you guys hear that? That Princey will be on having his own segment for 30 minutes. So I'm going to send you all the dates, and you guys can pick from there, because I'm actually going to your email now as you were telling me that, to send you all the dates that I have open, and you guys can let me know, and we can start promoting it as so.
Perfect, perfect. So we definitely want to get that out there. Again, it's an amazing column. He's an amazing writer. So definitely look forward to that. We'll pick up those dates and get that moving forward. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm totally
excited
as well. Yay. I'm so,
God. So I have to get out of here.
Okay, go ahead, girl.
I appreciate you letting me co-host
yes.
with everything. So
yes,
I've enjoyed
so
myself with you, and I'm going to continue to be a fan, and I appreciate the good look and the shout-out. So you have
yes.
a great night, and thank you so much,
you too,
everybody,
Miss
for
Melinda.
Letting me co-host with you, Miss P, okay?
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, so that was Miss Melinda, and she's totally awesome. I mean, she's a dream maker to the fullest. So whoever is not following her on Twitter, please do so now at Melinda Santiago. Definitely support anything that she does, because she's definitely a person that's about making dreams come true, as I just stated, and making power moves happen. I just want to take another second to give a shout-out to Cato for tuning in tonight and allowing us to gain on him. A shout-out to Carlos Ferrer for being amazing and allowing us to get in tune with him. Shout-out to his fiance for allowing him to do the damn thing without, you know, the issues of worrying about losing his relationship, because, as I stated, I've done 147 interviews in less than a year. And there aren't a lot of people that are very supportive of their significant other. So when that comes into play, I have to put credit where credit's due. Much love again to everyone who tuned in for the first time. I also want to give love to everybody who tunes in constantly and support the Intune show. If you tuned in for the first time, hopefully it's not your last. If there's anything that you can add or contribute to the Intune show as far as your expertise, your skills, your talents, or just a topic that you want to discuss or have discussed on the show, then definitely shoot me an email at intuneshow@aol.com. I'm receptive to anybody and everybody, so I'm approachable, in other words. So again, the contest that we're having is about to end because August is coming, and I think it's high time that we start booking those dates in, because I stay booked where I'm piggybacking interviews on top of each other, as you guys see, 2-1-1. So we're going to just start locking those in. So good luck to everybody who put in a submission for I'm Their Biggest Fan. Again, the rules of the biggest fan contest is to basically have your followers follow the person that you want to interview in the Intune show and tweet to the Intune show that I'm such and such's biggest fan. So if it's Deron Jones, if it's Jay Holiday, if it's Michael Keith, a.k.a. Princey, if it's Chingy, if it's Levert 2, if it's Karen White, Sharon Becks, Anthony Q, Brian Angel, whoever it is that I've had on my show so far that you guys want to co-host and come on just like Miss Melinda did and ask the questions that you always wanted to ask that particular person, then definitely take the time to submit because Saturday is the cutoff time and I'm going to stop, you know, promoting that for the time being, and then we'll pick it back up probably at the end of the year again with I'm Their Biggest Fan. Also, we're looking for people to join the team, so you may see that repetitively tweeted that if you're interested, there's a form to fill out, just contributions to help us grow in every state. So basically what that entails is that if you're in a state outside of New York, I welcome you because there's a lot of stuff that I can't possibly consume as far as, like, knowledge in each state. So the person that joins the team will be responsible of, you know, for their predominant area, finding information on different organizations as far as like Boys and Girls Clubs, YMCAs, and stuff of that nature, and basically helping the Intune show connect to these organizations so we can start expanding and doing more positive things as far as like empowerment in the community. So that's basically one of the things. I'm looking for a gossip girl. So if anyone that is out there that's listening and they definitely feel they have what it takes to keep us in tune with the latest and greatest gossip, then definitely hit me up at intuneshow@aol.com or fill out one of those team member forms that be tweeted out there. Also, I wanted to touch on the Speed Networking event, and basically what that is basically this, 10 minutes to showcase your business. So if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a music, you know, like a music teacher, whatever it is that you do, and you want 10 minutes to kind of plug your business, basically it's 10 minutes to plug your business and tell everybody to 20,000 plus listeners about who you are and what your services that you offer out there. So it's definitely a good opportunity, and it's complimentary. So if you want to sign up for that, then definitely shoot me an email, intuneshow@aol.com, or click on the link with the Speed Networking event that's constantly retweeted throughout the day so you guys can sign up because everything is coming to a close on Saturday. I also want to put out there that we have some amazing people coming up on the show, and I'm super, super hyped about it. And not only did I get good news about a couple of people that I've been trying to lock in forever, I also just was told by Miss Melinda that Michael Keith, a.k.a. Princey, will have his 30-minute trial basis on the Intune show, just basically giving insight to people who need it, and we all definitely can use some positive insight. So tune in with me tomorrow night with A-Rock. We just heard one of his tracks, Rock Away. I'm going to be interviewing him and then at 10 p.m. Eastern, and also I'm going to be interviewing Buddha at 11. Thursday the 2nd, we're going to have a life coach on. So for all those who need, you know, a little guidance as far as, you know, straightening out things that's going on in your life, then take the opportunity to tune in and ask questions on that show with Stephanie Alva. And then on the 3rd, we're going to be talking to Tawanda Braxton. She's going to be on telling us about her new business that she has called Secret Squirrel. And for the 4th, we're going to be talking to Seymour's Cash, and we're going to be talking to Mr. Melody. So that's all I'm going to do. Sign up to the newsletter. Sign up for Speed Networking if you have something that you want to plug out there. If you're the biggest fan for whoever it is on my roster that I interviewed, then definitely go fill out a form today. And if you want to join a team and be part of something that's bigger than yourself, then definitely fill out that form as well and join the team because I'm looking forward to getting in tune with each and every one of you. Again, I just want to thank you for being awesome. Much love to Melinda, again, for being awesome. Much love to Cato, Miss Regina, to Kay Bookman, to Phoenix, to everyone who tuned in, to Princey, of course, if you're still listening. I love you all immensely, and I look forward to what is all in store for all of us. And guess what that is, guys? I already have the answer. Awesomeness! Until tomorrow night, guys, stay in tune.
I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune. About to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm right at the show again. With a pretty light skin, diva name is
I rip that ratchet third. TV on that other level, nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard?
Representation.
Ask questions to get in tune.
You got the 22 sound behind the glass, that boom boom.
Let's go. I'm in tune.
I'm in tune.
I'm in tune.